Business morale has slightly dipped during the last quarter of the year. The RMB BER Business Confidence Index fell to 38 points. This comes after a rebound in building confidence was offset by falls in wholesale and retail confidence. We're now joined by the chief economist at RMB, Etienne Leroux, for more of the detail. Thank you so much for your time, Etienne. Now, of course, the devil is in the detail, but I first want to start off with that headline number. So the last time we spoke for the third quarter, business confidence slipped to 39 and almost two-thirds of the respondents were unsatisfied with the business conditions. Basically, kind of the same thing even now, where it slipped to 38 points and 6 out of the 10 respondents have basically are unsatisfied with the business conditions. So what does the fact that it's still on a downward trajectory say?
Well, yes, of course, that is concerning because the reality is that the majority of our respondents, and there are about 1,000 of them, and as you know, spread across 5 sectors in the economy, the fact is that the majority of them are unhappy with how things are going in their respective industries.
Yeah.
And that is a concerning development, because the reality is that confidence has proven itself over many years to be a relatively good leading indicator for the economy. So from that perspective, the fact that confidence is below 50 in net negative terrain should be concerning. But as you said in the beginning, the devil is in the detail. It's not all negative.
All right. Well, let's get to that detail and talk about the gainers. And building confidence is one of them. In fact, the biggest gainer. Just talk about that remarkable turnaround that we've seen there.
Yeah, that certainly was one of the striking and positive developments in the fourth quarter. So confidence jumped quite significantly among the building contractors. And specifically in the fourth quarter, we saw quite a big revival in the residential property market. So there seems to be much more activity in that segment of construction. What is also quite interesting, Zanati, is that if you look at some of the leading indicators in this sector, for example, what quantity surveyors are up to, they also are a little bit more busier. Their confidence levels have improved and there's activity there. And then perhaps a third factor, also notable, is that confidence amongst contractors in the civil construction sector is also improving.
Okay.
Now, that I found quite encouraging. Confidence levels are still low, no doubt, but it's moving in the right direction. And I think that is interesting to the extent that it might well show that some of these infrastructure projects that we are talking about so much, that some of them actually are coming to light, which obviously is good news, overdue, but certainly good news.
Yeah, no, that is really quite encouraging. And I actually did have a conversation more in detail about that infrastructure spend that seems to be making its way to the economy. So let's get to wholesale and retail confidence, those falling for the first time since 2020. Is this a sobering detail on the state of the consumer?
Yes, I think this is notable. Now we're switching from positive to negative developments in the fourth quarter. The confidence levels, they are eye-catching to the extent that the drops have been quite substantial. In the case of wholesalers, I mean, we saw a 13-point drop down to 37. Problematic is that for the previous 7 or 8 quarters, that index was in deep positive terrain. Now it is in deep negative terrain. Now, similarly, in the retail sector, confidence dropped by about 9 points, also back to levels below 50 in net negative terrain. I think there are a number of factors here, Zanati. Wholesalers of consumer goods and retailers, they certainly confronting households that are, as we all know, taking financial strain.
Yeah.
If it's not higher public transport costs, it's higher petrol prices, it's higher food inflation, it's higher interest rates. That certainly is weighing on sales. But at the same time, many of our retailers are complaining, for example, about load shedding. We all know it is a feature, but particularly over the last couple of months, many retailers are saying that it's certainly reducing their trading hours. And as a consequence, they're losing sales. So retailers are in the very difficult position of selling to households that are under strain, but at the same time, they have to confront the negative implications of load shedding. So certainly not a very favorable position to be in.
Yeah, just talking about consumers, also noting that one of the indicators that consumers have the power to move is new vehicle sales. Confidence there, little change. But let's go to manufacturing. Would you say that manufacturing right now is in the doldrums?
Well, they've been in the doldrums for quite some time.
Yeah.
I mean, and confidence levels remain depressingly low in the fourth quarter, unchanged at 26. So that tells you that almost eight
Sure.
of every 10 respondent in that particular sector are complaining about,
Yeah.
things. In the fourth quarter, what was really striking is the fact that exporters in the manufacturing sector are starting to feel the pain. And that is, of course, of a global picture that's turning nasty. We all know that growth in China is slowing down. We all know that you possibly have a recession in Europe and in the UK. And the reality is that those are big export and important export destinations for SA. So there's no doubt that we're starting to get and feel a knock-on effect from a significant slowdown globally. So there's a price and a volume effect, obviously, to consider. But at the same time, you have many manufacturers that are making stuff and selling it locally. But then domestic demand is also
Okay, quite
not
weak.
booming. So you
Yeah.
have this combination of factors that are certainly weighing on manufacturers' mood.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, that some of our respondents are also specifically citing delays at ports not functioning as they should. Obviously, they're referring about the impact of load shedding and rising costs, which are certainly still a feature for many of them.
Yeah, indeed, really quite a sobering insights there, of course, with the headwinds, the macroeconomic headwinds that still affect businesses, also including the structural challenges that we do have in the country. But really quite encouraging that building confidence that we have seen on the residential side and also on the public side, seeming that that infrastructure investment is starting to trickle in. But thank you so much for your time and for your insights today, Etienne. That was Chief Economist at RMB, Etienne Leroux.